From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Egypt held an opening session of Parliament Sunday, the chamber's first session in more than 3 years. The Assembly has 15 days to ratify hundreds of executive decrees issued by President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi, or the laws will be repealed. Egypt has not had a parliament since 2012, when a court dissolved the democratically elected legislature that's been dominated by the Muslim Brotherhood of the country's former president, Mohamed Morsi. Sisi is the former head of Egypt's armed forces. He rose to power in 2014 after a military coup that toppled Morsi led to his eventual arrest and outlawed the Muslim Brotherhood. The new parliament is the first elected since adoption in 2014. At least four people were killed Sunday in northern Yemen after a missile hit a medical clinic operated by the aid group Doctors Without Borders. The missile struck the Shiara Hospital of Raze District in Sada Province, according to the aid group's statement. The MSF says 10 people were wounded in the shelling, including three staff members. It adds that the number of casualties could rise as there could still be people trapped in the rubble of the hospital and surrounding buildings. Senior Arab officials are condemning what they say is Iran's alleged meddling in Arab affairs. The Emirati Foreign Minister Abdullah bin Zayed Al Nahyan, speaking Sunday at an emergency Arab League session, accused the Islamic Republic of intentionally failing to protect Saudi diplomatic posts. Saudi Arabia requested the session to discuss the attacks on its embassy in Tehran. It followed the kingdom's execution of Nimr al-Nimr. This is VOA News.